A theme of hope runs through some of the stories in today's Daily, including our lead story about the community at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis, now grappling with the mass shooting on Wednesday that killed two children and wounded over a dozen others. There are certain ironies in the human experience of hope, both in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and in Minneapolis this week. As the poet Emily Dickinson wrote, "Hope is the thing with feathers, fragile, easily dashed, yet resilient, often the last thing people surrender. Hope is also a wellspring of determination and endurance, a spark of longing for a better world that orients us towards the good of others." It's Friday, August 29th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Harry Brunius. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Britain, France, and Germany began a process to reimpose United Nations sanctions on Iran over its disputed nuclear program, a step likely to stoke tensions 2 months after Israel and the United States bombed Iran. A senior Iranian official accused the three European powers of harming diplomacy. The West says the advancement of Iran's nuclear program goes beyond civilian needs, while Tehran says it wants nuclear energy only for peaceful purposes. All 32 members of NATO are set to meet a long-standing goal of spending 2% of their economic output on defense this year. Only three are ready to meet a new goal of 3.5%. Agreed in June. A push for higher defense spending is one result of Russia's war in Ukraine, which has created security concerns across Europe. It is also a reaction to pressure from President Trump, who has pushed for Europe to spend more on its own security. Also, Marty Rafferty, a musician from Northern Ireland, broke the Guinness World Record for the longest busk on Thursday. The guitar teacher played on the street for 27 hours straight, with a broken thumb, to raise money for a local Christmas toy appeal for low-income families. To win the record, he could not repeat a song within 4 hours or take more than a 30-second break between each song. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis was the third such tragedy involving a Christian school in as many years. Security has long been top of mind at Jewish and Muslim schools. Now there are growing efforts within Christian school communities to fortify their institutions. Jackie Valley, Sophie Hills, and Patrick Johnson report from Minneapolis for The Monitor. Whether or not sending a U.S. naval force off the coast of Venezuela is mere posturing, it has revived regional anxiety over U.S. militarism. Does the display of power advance U.S. interests or give China a greater opening to the region? Howard LaFranchi reports for The Monitor. Growing public hostility toward asylum seekers in a number of European countries is prompting governments to curb their generosity. Some are even considering abrogating international treaties that set out their duty of protection. Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. As classes get started on college campuses across the U.S., schools and students are absorbing the changes that the recent law will bring to everything from educational loans to taxes on endowments. iReporter reports for The Monitor. Hurricane Katrina was a wake-up call for states as well as for federal disaster response. Lessons in resilience have borne fruit, but a proposed scaling back of FEMA's role is stirring debate in an era of rising storm costs. Patrick Johnson reports from New Orleans for The Monitor. Floating in a salty sea, mesmerized by darting fish, catching and releasing fireflies into a starless sky, rambling along a river teeming with snapping turtles and walleyes. As these four writers share in heartfelt reflections, the most beloved childhood summer memories are often steeped in nature. Contributors write for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how a post-war Lebanon tries to re-knit its society. A fleet of new, brightly colored buses revives public transit. A group of former combatants, now fighters for peace, promotes community dialogue. A handful of refurbished movie houses prepare for an international theater festival. Each of these initiatives in Lebanon is a sign that this Mideast country on the Mediterranean may be restoring its society after Israel's war against Hezbollah militants in retaliation for that group's attacks on the Jewish state. Together, the new threads of civic life can help the Lebanese repair a tattered social fabric, a daunting task amid deep political and religious rifts. We must replace sectarian alleyways with a unified path, one party called Lebanon, one sect called the Lebanese sect, and one flag under which we all rally, President Joseph Aoun stated Monday. A crucial challenge for the government is disarming various armed groups, especially Hezbollah, which for decades has controlled the large Shiite community in southern Lebanon, battling Israeli forces with substantial backing by Iran. With Hezbollah now severely weakened by Israel, the Lebanese are keen to rebuild their country. This moment, according to Atlantic Council analyst Kristen Patrick Alexander, marks the opening of a new chapter, specifically Lebanon's reckoning with armed pluralism. Last week, fighters in Palestinian refugee camps began handing over weapons to the Lebanese army. On Sunday, the government is due to present a plan to disarm Hezbollah. Speaking in Beirut this week, United States Special Envoy Thomas Barak stressed the need to provide alternatives to the thousands of Hezbollah fighters and families who have relied on Iran's payroll. If we're asking a portion of the Lebanese community to give up their livelihood, he said, we have to help them. Ordinary Lebanese already see the value of acknowledging the needs and views of fellow citizens. And they see this happening in simple ways, such as sitting side by side with others in a renovated theater or a new bus. For public transit engineer Rami Siman, using public transport means more social interaction, New Lines magazine reports. As actor and director Kasım İstanbuli told Deutsche Welle, a shared performance space can kindle shared social memories for Beirut as well as the whole of Lebanon. Change in Lebanon is possible, states the group Fighters for Peace on its website, just like we have changed. To the fighters of today, the group also makes this plea. Make an effort to understand the other, or listen to him, or love him. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how prayer, grounded in the biblical truth that God is love, brings freedom from mental turmoil. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Hannah Gurka.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor, copyright 2025.